You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
And welcome. You are listening to, watching the Financial Survival Network. Well, how do you make money in today's markets? Can you make money in today's markets? Maybe that's a better question. And is there a particular trading methodology system you can use to outperform the market? Well, my next guest you're going to hear from is Anmol Singh. And Anmol's got an interesting story. He grew up outside the country, wound up going to school in London, and always aspired for something great. And, well, emotional self-control and things like that really make for a good trader, and that's what he is, and he can teach you how to do it. Anmol, thanks so much for coming on the show. So tell us about your past. What led you to this path of becoming a trader?
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me. My path started in college. I was in my dorm room, and in London, you know, they had a program where before you graduate, you have to find like an internship. And I found myself applying for a lot of different jobs, a lot of different internships, but never got a call back, never gotten anywhere. And I saw all my friends getting, you know, really good jobs at that point. So it really dawned on me that, okay, maybe I can't just sit there and rely on people to find a job. I have to figure something out of my own. So in my dorm room is when I, you know, started reading books on this topic, watching a lot of videos, and that really spiked my curiosity. Like I really wanted to learn, just made me really hungry for that. So I just kept my search for finding a mentor. Eventually I did find a mentor who'd been trading at that time already for 15 years. So I paid him, you know, whatever it took for his mentorship. And he just kind of took me under his wing. He taught me how to trade. Eventually I ended up joining the prop firm that he was trading for in New York. But I was doing that remotely from my dorm room. So I was trading the prop firm's capital from my dorm room and just, you know, trading their money. That's how it really started. And then eventually when I graduated, I kind of went off on my own when I didn't require the backing from the firm.
Okay. So so you got a thirst for it, a passion for it. And what's happened in the succeeding years? You've been a profitable trader?
Yeah, so now I'm on my 13th year trading. So it started in 2010, and first year lost money pretty much all of my first year, and primarily because I had no idea what I was doing. I was just pushing the button and thought it made me a trader. And then I went on and bought more monitors because, well, that's what traders do, right? More monitors you have, the better you are. But the more monitors I had, more money I was losing. And not until like year two where I almost thought about giving up is when I said, all right, you know, I got to figure something really, you know, really out. I looked at my spreadsheet, and if I just held a lot of those trades till my target, I actually would have been a profitable trader, but I was getting in my own way by holding the losing positions and getting out of the winners way too quickly. So until I fixed that, that's when everything changed. So year two, year three mark is where I started making money. But again, nearly not enough to live off. I think year three is where the turning point was, where I just said, right, I'm going to execute on this strategy. So year three was the turning point where I started making a living off it.
Okay, so you paid your dues. My father always used to say, anytime you get into a new business, you're going to pay for lessons because you don't...
Exactly, and market charges usually the highest tuition fees.
So what's your worst trade ever, if you care to share that
one? I mean, the good part is because I made a lot of mistakes early in my career where I did all those mess ups, the good part is the losses weren't that bad because in the beginning, you don't have much money you're trading with. And the good part about trading for a firm was that they had very good risk parameters, meaning you lost X amount per day, they'll cut you off. The platform won't even work anymore. So the risk was forced on us. That ensured that we're never going to take any massive losses. The biggest loss was one of the days was on Netflix when I was brand new to options. And I started selling naked calls on Tesla one day. And then I think it had some, you know, biggest green bar you've seen on the chart. And that was completely unexpected. I learned a good lesson there that, you know, you have to know your exit points more so than when you're going to enter. So not any disastrous losses I've taken. I think the biggest loss might be like a $30,000, $40,000 loss. And that was on that Netflix trade I was telling you about.
Hey, well, you know the first law of investing, don't you?
Don't lose the money.
All right. So my feeling is like, I'm not a good trader. My emotions are pretty much in check. I just don't have the right temperament for it. How do you figure out if one of your prospective students has the right stuff?
Yeah, I think the best students that I've seen or worked with so far have been ones with a clean slate, meaning they're not coming from a trading background, right? Because when you're coming from a trading background, investing background, you already have some preconceived ideas in your head. So you're kind of closed off to new ways of doing things. So the best students are often that have an open mind, willingness to learn. And believe it or not, like the best traders that I've met, at least the ones that I've worked with, are either ex-pilots or ex-poker players. Reason for that is they're very systematic. They know when to hold it, know when to fold it. They have a checklist just like pilots do. They know to just follow that and not use your own thinking, because your thinking can mess you up the most when it comes to trading. And it's a temperament, as you said, right? That's the biggest difference maker completely. So ex-poker players, ex-pilots make for the best traders. The worst ones are usually the ones that have been really successful in their past career, past life, because they come with that little ego. And market doesn't care who we are. Market will do what the market's going to do. Yeah. And it always will humble you at some point or the other. So people who haven't been humbled usually end up getting humbled by the markets.
So tell us what your trading checklist is like. Obviously, you have several checklists. One is entering into a trade. The next is staying in the trade. And the third, of course, would be getting out of a trade. Either you close it out profitably and take a profit, or hopefully close it out quickly and take a small loss. What does a checklist look like?
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Fury Gold Mines is a Canada-focused exploration and development company committed to aggressively growing its scalable high-grade gold assets, with major drill campaigns planned across its 3.5 million ounce portfolio. Fury is led by a management team of proven explorers and developers with a track record of success in advancing and financing project development. Fury Gold Mines is well positioned to create value for investors with low-risk development growth and the potential for a new major discovery. Fury Gold Mines trades on the TSX and NYSE American under the ticker FURY. To learn more, go to furygoldmines.com. That's furygoldmines.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Yeah, so in a simple way, I mean, the checklist could be as complicated or as simple as it needs to be. But as you said, there's many different checklists. The one's pre-trade checklist, then one is a post-trade checklist. Now that you're in the trade, what are you going to do? So the biggest three things that every single trade needs is three things. Where are you going to get in? You need to know that before you get in it. Otherwise, you're going to randomly press the button. And then you need to know when you're going to get out if you're wrong. That's the most important one. Most people don't have that. They know what stock to buy. They know when to buy it. But when they're going down, they just find themselves holding on. So the buy and hold strategy ends up becoming buy and hope. So you need to know when you're going to get out if you're wrong, because you're going to be wrong. Like, I'm wrong still, like half the time. Right? But I ensure my winners are bigger than my losers, and that's how you make money statistically. So you need to know when you're going to get out when you're wrong, and then also when you're going to get out when you're right. Because if in the absence of a target, now you're just wishing and seeing what happens. So you need to have well-defined parameters, and then you also need to know which trend that we're in, both on a smaller time frame as well as on a larger time frame. And then the best trades are ones where it's a multiple time frames on alignment, meaning the higher time frame, like a daily, weekly, monthly chart is telling you, okay, it's in a buy zone, and then the intraday chart or maybe the daily chart saying it's also an uptrend. That's what we call stage-to-stage match, and that's also really important. So looking at aligning all your time frames, knowing when you're going to get in, knowing when you're going to get out, those are the most important things. And then having a plan, a system that you're going to follow. So not letting what we call the monkey brain take over and you decide if I'm going to hold on, if I'm going to sell, if I'm going to buy more, should I average down? Like, once you're in a trade, there should be no questions like that. It should be black and white in a system that you have tested, keyword being tested, over the last 5-10 years, see how the system has performed. That's really important.
Right. It's like that old song by The Clash, should I go or should I stay, right?
Exactly. No one to hold it. No
trouble. If I go, there'll be double, right? That's when the emotions kick in. What's the best way to control your emotions?
Well, the best way is actually what we were just talking about, is having a well-defined system, like a rule. It shouldn't be a gray areas. A lot of traders have gray areas in their plan. That's what results in lack of confidence, because it's a gray area. You don't know if you're going to be confident or not. But if it's well-defined, it's a black and white system. If this, then that. Like thinking in terms of AI, thinking in terms of systems, right? If this happens, then I'm going to do this. If that happens, I'm going to do this. And it should be well-defined written rules. And that will, there's no ambiguity. There's no reason for you to think or feel lack of confidence. Because if you've written it down, that means you tested the system, back-tested it over the last several years, and it's proven to work. There's nothing to be not confident about.
Okay. Well, I like what I hear. What kind of fees are we talking about here? How does that work?
Yeah. So, you know, most of the services that we offer are free. We have hours and hours of lectures on YouTube that are completely for free, as well as our blog on the website. And even on the website, when you join and make an account, there's a free intro course, free guide. So most of the stuff is free. And then the higher premium services are more for people who actually want to trade with us every single day. So I live stream every single day of my trading with my platform, P&L, everything's displayed. Win or lose, people get to see it. I feel like I've performed better under pressure, and it keeps me more accountable. Because if I'm doing stupid stuff, thousands of people on the live stream are going to be watching it. So I have to be very disciplined, and that helps me become a better trader. So that's like a membership thing. I think it's 170 something a month at the moment. But we do offer like free trials. People can check it out for like a month, see if that's something for them or not. It is fast paced.
That's cool. Well, if you're going to do something stupid, do it in the privacy of your own home. Don't do it in public, right? Don't let the public know.
And you know, I think traders tend to do that in private, and that's what messes a lot of traders up, is because it's so easy in this business to do some, make a mistake. Nobody will ever find out. Just close your laptop. Tell your partner it was a great day. They will never find out. And I think that's why I did this whole live stream thing, and we call our company Live Traders, is because if I'm doing it live in front of every single day, Monday to Friday, every single day is live stream. So there's no room for error.
You can run, but you can't hide. Hey, just tell us, what is the website, and how do we connect with you?
Yeah, definitely. So the website is livetraders.com. That will be the best way if anybody's interested in the markets to learn more about what we do and, you know, decide if this is something even you want to get into in the first place, because it's not for everybody. And then if you want to get in touch with me, then Instagram and Twitter is usually the best places. And my username on both of those is Delta90, DeltaNinety.
All right, cool. Well, that'll be in the show notes of this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Make sure you go there, sign up for your free newsletter. And well, if anyone has a question for you or if myself, just shoot us an email, kl@carryletz.com. Happy trading, Anil. It's been great speaking with you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Great chatting with you as well. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.